Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, I'm Lucy Porter, and am I being unreasonable to want a nap?
No, that is never unreasonable, Lucy. I'm Asma Mir, and I'm definitely not being unreasonable to miss shopping at C&A.
I had a padded gilet from C&A. I bloody loved it. This podcast is your definitive guide to one of the UK's most loved and celebrated forums, courtesy of Mumsnet.
Lucy and I come together every week with the help of celebrity and expert guests to celebrate Am I Being Unreasonable and its users.
Sounds more than reasonable to me.
Hello and welcome to some more forum fun thanks to the wonderful Abu users.
And on this episode, we hear about the time shyness has made people do the most ridiculous things, some really quite ridiculous things, and those words that for some reason set our teeth on edge.
Oh, how long have you got?
Oh, and pamphlet! Pamphlet! Can't bear it.
Eatery. Oh. And our A-list adjudicator is a woman who enjoys a silent pool gin. It's one of the presenters of fellow podcast Drunk Women Solving Crime, Taylor Glenn. Now, I think anyone listening to this episode will be able to relate to the question, Abu, what word can you just not stand and makes you cringe?
Mm-hmm. Not a lot of love for gusset, panty, or panties. I mean, yeah.
No, panty. You have to say panty.
Panty. It's take off your panties. I mean, yuck. If anyone said to you in a bedroom context, you know, I'm going to take off your panties, you'd just go, no, you're not.
It did. It happened to me once.
No way, no way.
It did.
No way.
It did. They said that, and I was just like, oh, you said what?
We are back on the classic threads board now, where I've had the best time reading stories about the times when, out of shyness or just trying to style it out, people have said yes to the most ridiculous situations. So this all came out of a post entitled, "Because of my shyness, I came out of a chip shop with a portion of fish instead of a cone of chips, which is what I asked for, but was too embarrassed to correct the woman serving me. So I ended up eating a massive battered cod on its own for lunch. Can you please share any silly scenarios you've been in because of your lack of assertiveness to make me feel I'm not alone?" And oh my goodness, she really wasn't alone.
"Once I asked for 2 kilos of tomatoes, already the warning signs are there. In this fruit and veg shop I used to go in Battersea, I meant 2 pounds and he kept on asking me if I was sure, but I was too embarrassed to say I had got it wrong. I just muttered something about some tomato chutney. I never went back."
I mean, I'd imagine as you're struggling along the street with 2 kilos of tomatoes, you're going to think maybe I should be more assertive.
It's the Abu A-list adjudicator of the week.
Am I being unreasonable to not wear a bra to a wedding?
We don't know if it's her own wedding or his own wedding or no further information, but to not wear a bra to a wedding.
You know what? I think if you hadn't brought it up, nobody would notice. And if they do notice, then there's your answer.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm with you.
It really depends on the gown.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's very much up to the individual's own conscience and breasts, isn't it? I think that's fair enough.
So the Mumsnet users have come up trumps again. When Lucy and I posed a question of our own, we asked Abu to find out if there's an era in history in which you think you would suit better. Here's one: an era where we still grew our own food and cooked over open fires and didn't worry about anything beyond our own little community. Possibly I should have been a caveman.
There is a lovely simplicity to that, isn't there? Just nothing to worry about except being eaten by a big animal.
The Am I Being Unreasonable podcast by Mumsnet in association with Silent Pool Gin. Cheers.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.